Nice. All right, hey, this is Jeff. We're in, Oldham Street?
Right at the top of Oldham Street.
Yeah. I am with Ben Holden, right?
That's
Ben Holden.
Yeah.
I got it right. That is at Ben_Kahuna on Twitter. Tell me where we're at.
We're at the Castle Hotel, the finest boozer in Manchester, and the birthplace of the mighty Manchester Egg.
And this is something that you created.
It is indeed. It is indeed. I basically was able to come up with a brand new take on the classic Scotch Egg, which is a British institution, a type of food that
I love.
I believe, I believe in the States you get the Scotch
Egg.
Yeah,
we do, a little bit.
So we've taken the concept, and I kind of ran with it. I was in the bar here at the castle, and I was having a Scotch Egg. They had a Scotch Egg in the pie warmer that was warm, and it was all juicy and nice, and I really enjoyed it. But they also have pickled eggs, which is probably something you don't have in the States.
We do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, they have pickled eggs as well, which is, which had a tangy and glorious kind of feeling to them. So I came up with the idea of going, what would happen if you took a Scotch Egg and you put a pickled egg in the middle of that Scotch
Egg?
Simple
as that.
As simple as that. And I went home and I started tinkering in the kitchen, and I put it together and I tried it out, and I came down here and I gave it to a few people, and they absolutely loved it. And on that night, we then decided, hang on, what are we doing here? This tastes like a brand new taste sensation. It's like the Scotch Egg, but it's better. It's been created in Manchester. Let's call it the Manchester Egg. So we went, right, let's do it. Let's call it the Manchester Egg. And we tweeted about it and let people know about it. And
what's the Twitter account for
Manchester? It's at Manchester Egg. Just
simple as that.
Simple as that. At Manchester Egg. And I set that up after it'd been going for a couple of weeks. And before I knew it, there's 300 or 400 followers on there. Everyone's going wild for it. And I had all the press and media in Manchester.
You've been on the BBC?
I have been on the BBC.
For the Manchester Egg.
Yeah.
And you, every week, you make them yourself.
I've been hand crafting these eggs myself in my own kitchen and supplying them to the public.
And they sell out in like not even a day.
Yeah, no, 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours. You know, I put them in the pub at 4 o'clock and they're gone by 6,
any
7
grand
o'clock.
Plans to?
Well, that's the thing. I'm a busy man. I'm busy running a web design business. I do the Kahuna thing, but I really want the egg to basically, the idea was to create something that will live longer than me, to create something in the name of Manchester that will exist beyond my years. You know, it's like writing a book or you know, creating something of value and existence to the world. You know, I'd like to think that after I'm gone, people will still be making and enjoying the glory of a Manchester egg. And I hope I've created something that will do that.
There's no better way of living on, is there?
Through a deep fried sausage meat wrapped egg product.
I'm really kind of pissed that there's none available. I'd like to try.
Are you still here on Friday?
No, I leave tomorrow morning.
Right, I'm going to make you a special one. Where are you going? You coming through town tomorrow morning?
You know what? Hazel's coming to LA in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Try to hand her one off and
I could do a little box to take to LA, the first batch ever on...
Get in there!
I mean, I've had P. Diddy on the phone, he's been asking for a little shipment, but I've been holding off, and I think you're the man to introduce it.
I like it.
To the new world, let's do it.
Well, dude, I wish you the best of luck, seriously, that's a great story.
Brilliant,
thanks. And I hope it goes well, I really do.
Great.
And let everybody know, I mean, hopefully this will be on the Visit Manchester site, and... it's only available at the Castle Hotel.
Every Friday at the Castle Hotel. And just keep up to date on ManchesterEgg.com and follow at Manchester Egg and see what's going on.
Awesome story, dude. Thank you.
Top man, Jeff.
All right.